Hello, lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to this month's Life Note, bringing you one book closer to a 12-category smart life. I'm your host, Jordan River, and today's Life Note is for December, Life Vision Month. Today we are exploring the book, Write It Down, Make It Happen, Knowing What You Want and Getting It, by Henriette Ann Clouser. As always, let's begin with a quote. Setting your intent, focusing on the outcome, being clear about what you want in life can make your dreams come true. Core concept. Why does committing something to paper give it more power? Why does writing our goals on paper make them seem more attainable? In Write It Down, Make It Happen, Henriette Ann Clouser delves deeper into this phenomenon, exploring why writing it down really does make it happen, and offering strategies for us to use in our own lives. Write it down, make it happen, the power of the pen. Quote, anybody can do this, and there is no right or wrong way, because everybody does it differently, and it still works. End quote. 5 years ago, my friend Adam picked up an empty guitar strings pack and a pen and started making a list. He wrote four things: record an album, live near the water, get a higher paying job, and earn a living playing music. At the time, he was living in a small town in the landlocked Midwest, teaching at the local high school, playing guitar for tips at the local coffee shops, and cutting financial corners anywhere he could. These goals seemed far-fetched, ludicrous even. Today, Adam has an album for sale on iTunes. He lives in Abu Dhabi, where he can see the ocean in every direction from his apartment's balcony. His teacher's salary is almost double what it was 5 years ago, and now he plays gigs for some of the world's most prestigious venues, including the Burj Al Arab, the world's only 7-star hotel. How did he accomplish all of this? Of course, it took a massive amount of hard work, but it all started with that little list on that scrap of paper. We, of course, are no strangers to writing down our goals and aspirations. This is exactly what our life books are for, after all. Clouser's book, however, still offers us some interesting insights and useful tools that we can use, or not if we choose, when working in the different categories of our life books. First, let's take a look at why writing it down works. Why it works. Wiring your brain. Quote, putting it on paper alerts the part of your brain known as the reticular activating system to join you in the play. End quote. Okay, so how exactly does writing down our goals and aspirations get us closer to making them a reality? Clouser explains it quite scientifically. At the very base of our brain stems are a cluster of cells about the size of our pinky finger, whose job it is to sort through all of the incoming data. This is the reticular activating system. It sends the important and urgent stuff straight to the active parts of our brain, while filtering out the less urgent to send to the subconscious. It is also the system that keeps our brains alert and awake to consciousness. We have all had the experience of being in a crowded room where we can barely hear the conversation we're trying to have with the person across from us, but then suddenly we hear our name being spoken clear as a bell from somebody on the opposite side of the room. This is the reticular activating system at work. It helps us tune into something specific and useful to us. Although we may think that we're giving our conversation partner our undivided attention, the fact is that our brains are hard at work taking in and sifting through all the auditory stimulus coming at us from all directions. Our reticulating activating systems are the filters for our brains. When we write something down, we're setting up that filter. We are pinpointing something or things as important, signaling that this is the information that should get passed on to the active portion of our brains. We then begin noticing details and opportunities that before may have fallen between the cracks of our consciousness. Quote, once you write down a goal, your brain will begin working overtime to see you get it and will alert you to the signs and signals that were there all along. End quote. Getting started. the it in Write It Down. Quote, if you are not even sure what you want, let alone how to get there from here, let your writing help point you to the path that you were meant to follow. End quote. The first step for all this is pinpointing what it is we want, what our dreams and aspirations are. But what if we don't know what we want? Clouser gives us some very simple advice for solving this problem. Start writing. She believes that, quote, writing makes its own meaning, end quote, and that once we put pen to paper, our writing will point us in the right direction. Many people often get it in their minds that before they can write something down, they need to have a clear picture of exactly what they're going to write. Clouser spends the entire book trying to convince us that this is not the case. She insists that if we don't know what to write, then all the more reason for us to start writing. If we don't know what to write, we should write that. Start at the top of the page and write, I don't know what to write. I don't know what I want. Eventually, just the act of writing will take us somewhere meaningful. When we first read this part of the book, we weren't convinced. How can we start writing if we don't know what to write? But the more we thought about it, the more we saw just how right Clouser is about this. Think about the last time you sat down to write in your life book. How often have you begun writing with one intention in mind, but ended up writing something completely different? There is just something about the act of writing that brings things out of our subconscious. Often it's something we had no idea we wanted or had any feelings about at all. Getting unstuck. Put on your mental running shoes. Quote, when you keep on writing when you would rather stop, the grunting and grumbling peels back the layers and inevitably turns into a solution and an action plan. End quote. So what happens when we do get over that initial hump? We've written eloquent paragraphs detailing exactly what it is that we want to achieve, and we have begun our journey towards that goal. But suddenly we hit a wall. We aren't sure what to do next to bring our dreams into reality. Clouser suggests a technique that she calls writing through to resolution. She uses a good illustration to explain this technique. Clouser and her sister are self-proclaimed non-athletes, but their brother is an avid runner. One beautiful day, he took the two girls out to pound the pavement. Initially, they started out at a moderate pace, with him running right beside them. But then he started building momentum. Soon he was yelling at them like a drill sergeant. He bellowed at them to set their sights on the Volkswagen two blocks down the street. That was their target. So the girls ran, desperate to reach the end mark. To their dismay, however, once they had reached the final stretch of pavement that had separated them and the Volkswagen, their brother switched landmarks. Now the hill at the next block was their destination. The girls lowered their heads and ran on. Their brother repeated this finish line switch over and over. Needless to say, the girls were ready to kill him, but after they were finished, they couldn't help but admit that the run did get easier as they went along, and they ran further that day than they ever had before. Clouser suggests we use this same tactic when we get stuck in our own lives. We should make it a metaphor for us to write and write to cover as much ground as possible until we reach a solution. When we aren't sure of what comes next on our journey to reaching our goals, it's time to sit down, put on our mental running shoes, and get our pens moving. Write something, anything, just to start filling the page. Our first goal is the bottom of that first page, but when we come within a few lines of the bottom, our new endpoint is beyond to the next page, and so on. This teaches us to train our focus on something beyond what we thought we were capable of. This lengthens our focal point while simultaneously measuring our progress. It forces us to go beyond our own self-imposed limitations. In trying to fill page after page, Clouser encourages rapid writing, that is, writing quickly without stopping to consider, edit, rearrange, or critique. We just write everything that's on our mind as quickly as we can. We should tell the truth, not worrying if all that comes out is ranting and raving about frustrations that we're stuck. This venting is therapeutic. It feels good to get it all out. Luckily, our brains have a reward for our perseverance. Clouser calls it writing through to resolution because when we continue to write, when we'd rather stop, our complaining often wipes away the layers to reveal a solution and action plan. Writing through to resolution unmasks our fear that undergirds our frustration and allows us to move on to answer the question, what comes next? Eyes on the prize. Begin with the end in mind. Quote, the written word keeps the image steady, like a lighthouse beam, steady on. End quote. Life is like a labyrinth, and the path to successful completion of your goal may be filled with blind alleys and dead ends. So how do we keep ourselves from getting discouraged? We keep our focus on target. When solving a maze, it is often easier to start from the end and complete it backwards. This same approach works with our goals. Quote, start from the destination and then figure out how to get there. No matter how rocky the road may get, we can't lose sight of our destination. Clauser also suggests adding one more element to focusing on our outcome to help us bolster our resolve even further. It's something that she calls the benefit of the benefit, or the outcome of the outcome. Instead of simply writing down our target and focusing on that endpoint, we should also seriously consider why we want to attain that goal and how reaching it will enrich our own lives and the lives of others. An easy way to reach this level is to add the words, and because of that, and then, and because of that, to our goal descriptions as we write. Understanding the why behind our vision gives it that much more importance and bolsters our resolve to make it a reality. We make it happen. No magic feathers. Quote, sometimes in order for your dream to come true, it is you who needs to take the initiative. End quote. The majority of us have seen or heard the story of Dumbo. Everybody made fun of the little elephant with the huge ears until he made friends with a mouse who gave him a magic feather. With this feather, Dumbo could fly. With his newfound confidence, Dumbo soared over crowds, wowing them into applause. Until one day he dropped his feather and plummeted towards the ground, sure to crash. Suddenly his little mouse friend shouted in his ear, Dumbo, it's not the feather, it's you. You know how to fly. With that information, Dumbo righted himself and was able to avoid a crash and continue soaring. When we write down what we want, support often comes from outside sources that we could have never imagined. Opportunities arise that we never before thought possible. But Clauser cautions us not to lose sight of the implied imperative of her book. We write it down. We make it happen. It's not a magic feather. It's us. Sometimes what we want seems to just fall into our laps. We are approached by somebody else about an opportunity for our dream job. We unexpectedly win a trip to visit a place that's the top of our bucket list. We stumble upon a listing for our dream home, which is underpriced. But this is most definitely not always the case. Often, in order to accomplish our goals, we have to take the first step. We need to take the initiative. Remember my friend Adam from the beginning of this note? He's an excellent example of this. He wanted to get paid to play music. Instead of just waiting for gig opportunities to come to him, he actively sought them out. He made hundreds of phone calls, knocked on dozens of doors, and sent out countless emails. He sought out and auditioned for a booking agency to increase his exposure. And now his music salary equals, and some months surpasses, his teaching salary. He and his vocalist are in such high demand that they are forced to turn down gigs every month. We should take the same approach when it comes to achieving our goals. Committing our aspirations to paper is a wonderful and necessary step, but it's not where the journey ends. We must assume an active role in making our own dreams come true. Not only does taking this initiative increase our odds of achieving what we want, but it also helps us to recognize and more greatly appreciate the opportunities that do just fall into our laps. Complete the cycle. Give credit where credit is due. Quote, celebration acknowledges the victory and gives you a chance to stop and honor those around you, family, friends, and others who have helped make your dream a reality. End quote. When we do finally reach a goal, there are still two more things we have to do. celebrate our victory, and thank those who helped us along the way. It is rare, if not impossible, that we will ever accomplish something without any assistance whatsoever from anyone else. It is important that we acknowledge those who helped us get where we are. Stopping to say thank you completes the cycle and prepares us for what's next. Clauser also points out that we don't have to wait until we get what we want to be thankful. Instead, we should always say thanks along the way. We should be grateful for what we already have. This opens us up to receive again and can help push us further along towards our target. Clauser suggests that we fill an entire page with the things that we are thankful for. We should start with the small and obvious, like our friends and family, and move towards the grand and complex. She also suggests finding ways to thank people in writing, such as filling out customer satisfaction surveys or writing a simple thank you on our invoices or check memo lines. Written down but not happening, 3 feet from the gold. Quote, there is no failure, only a delay in results. End quote. What if we write it down, but it doesn't happen? Clauser gives us a couple of different perspectives to ponder. First, she says we should stop to consider that maybe it did happen. Maybe it did just not come about the way we intended or expected. The best way to determine if this is in fact the case is that we should look back at what we've written regarding the outcome of the outcome, the reasons behind why we wanted what we wanted. Oftentimes, it's the benefit of the benefit that we really desire, and the original target is just one avenue to reaching it. As Clauser says, quote, there are many roads to the mountain summit, but the view from the top is the same, end quote. If we have achieved this underlying outcome, then we really have achieved our goal. Another perspective that Clauser encourages us to adopt is that it just hasn't happened yet. In this instance, it is paramount that we do not lose heart. Clauser cites a story that Napoleon Hill tells in his Think and Grow Rich. The story goes that a man named Mr. Darby had a gold mine. It served him well for a short while, but then it dried up. He drilled a little deeper, dug a little further, but it was still barren. Frustrated, Darby gave up. He sold the mine and all of his tools for just a few hundred dollars. Within 3 feet of where Darby stopped digging, the new owner struck a gold vein worth millions. Hill goes on to say, quote, one of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting when one is overtaken by temporary defeat, end quote. The message for us is to not stop 3 feet from the gold. Don't give up, because inevitably we will just be inches from our goal. Finally, Clauser says that we should rejoice even if everything seems to be falling apart. Yep, you heard that right. She says, quote, when everything is falling apart, it is a good sign that everything is about to come together, end quote. In life, chaos often comes close to completion. The computer crashes just hours before the big presentation. The car won't start on the morning of the big interview. These are all signs that something big is about to happen. It is in these moments that we must persevere. We are just 3 feet away from the gold. We'll end with a quote. If you're headed in the right direction, all you need to do is keep on walking and keep on writing it down to make it happen. I hope you enjoyed this time with me today exploring this life note. I really love this one. I appreciate all of you tuning in. Stay tuned for more life notes, more wisdom each and every month. That's all for today. Have an extraordinary day out there, life bookers. We'll see you next time for next month's life note. Bye-bye.